mortgage on an old house, one they had bought from her parents before they died. Because he had no money, he was forced to settle for a court-appointed lawyer. Junior was a big man, over 6 feet and lean, with long dark hair that fell to his collar. The 15 months he'd spent in jail awaiting this trial had not lightened his dark skin. For his trial, he wore the same outfit every day. Faded jeans and boots and a brown leather shirt with beads around both wrists. He sat straight and proud, absorbing every word without flinching. Though he wanted to scream his innocence. Chapter 2. The second witness was a hick cop named Willard who, in spite of being called a homicide detective, was nothing more than the senior deputy on Pickett's slim force. In his 11 years with the sheriff, he said, he had investigated only 4 other murders, though this was not mentioned by the defense lawyer. For the occasion, Willard wore his only sports coat, one he'd acquired years ago before packing on the last 80 pounds. Willard told the jury that the police had immediately begun looking for Eileen's husband, the defendant, Junior Mace, not as a suspect, but as a family member. Oddly enough, a bartender 15 miles from the crime scene